As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
From sauce to dust to nuggets, it's Taco Bell's new Diablo Dusted Crispy Chicken Nuggets. Are they mild? If they were mild, we'd have to change the name to Little Rascal Nuggets or Minor Nuisance Nuggets. Definitely Diablo. New Diablo Dusted Crispy Chicken Nuggets. A brand new classic. Only at Taco Bell. Picture being down! At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time and while supplies last.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
No human being I'd rather be talking to more than Kyle Finnegan right now. Last time we talked, you were with the Washington Nationals, and I enjoyed that conversation a lot. And I feel like after we talked, you just took off. Like, congratulations.
Yeah, I think you were my good luck charm.
Yeah, so. Wow. It was not the – Torrey Lovello wore a sticker in his hat for his only World Series win, so this it's science. But I just want to sort of get your perspective real quick about – taking off of what you did, and I know there's a lot, but in terms of how you used last year and then how you used the off season and how you felt coming into this year.
Yeah, I think building off the things that were giving me success last year, I think I started executing my splitter at like a pretty ridiculous rate. Not only like the metrics of it, like the movement was great and was getting better, but also more importantly the location. And I think something that led into that was getting strike one. I was getting ahead of a lot of hitters, getting them, you know, allowing myself to dictate the pace of the at-bat and being on the attack. And then just going straight to the splitter. And I felt like if I could get to a point where I could throw the guy 2-3 splitters, I was going to have a lot of success.
So one of the... I always find it interesting anytime anyone switches organizations about messaging. You know, and I use Jake Diekman as an example of this. When he went to the Rays, you know, he's like, it just hit different when they said this. Mm-hmm. It's not denigrating any other organization, but when you get here, they've had a lot of success here. Was it, did they say, we want you to prioritize this, or was it different at all?
Yeah, it was pretty. I wouldn't say it was like reinventing the wheel. It was just like, hey, we have identified this, go do this and let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. And that was,
I like to have
attacking early with my fastball, getting ahead, particularly up in the zone, and then utilizing my splitter, mm-hmm. because they identified that not only did it get swing and miss, but I also threw it in the zone a good amount, more so than other splitter guys. So they said just start spamming that thing once you're ahead in the zone, once you're ahead in the count, and see what happens. And you know, went on one of the better runs of my career, and I think we maybe overdid it a little bit towards the end of the year. So now starting to mix in a slider. I'm kind of working with a little bit better of a fastball profile this year. So really starting to try to become a three pitch reliever and kind of use that third pitch as a further method to keep him on balance.
And just the last thing, the off season, when you go into the off season, what's your mindset like? Did you have an idea like, okay, this is how it's going to end up, or what was it?
Yeah, I knew that it was going to be a possibility to return. I think the feelings were mutual that, both sides were happy with the way things had gone, and that
that's
could
good.
potentially be a good fit, for the next season. So, but then again, I worked my whole career to reach free agency, and I owe it to myself to experience that market and just see what's out there. And, all the while was hoping that this would be a potential.
Well, that's the cool thing, right? Like it's not only, hey, I like it here, but they like me too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was good. Cause you never know. Every free agent cycle is different. And I think this one proved to go pretty well for relievers. And, I found a great match here, and it was kind of a no-brainer. Once it got to a point where it made sense, it was, didn't take me long to accept it.
All right, the last piece of the puzzle is getting this hat that I'm wearing. Kenley Jansen is in charge of giving him out, so make sure you get one, all right?
All right, I got it.
Thank you.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.